Good day to everyone. We are here in the Ministerial Care and Study System. Last time we have studied that the salvation by Jesus Christ, and still we are on the topic. Now we are considering who is our Savior. Of course, it's very clear on the past lesson that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and He is the Almighty. Now, being the Savior of the world, He is our Lord and Master. So therefore, prepare your Bible and let's go to Acts, Book of Acts, excuse me, chapter 10, verse 36. It says here, okay, the Word of God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all, meaning Lord of all. So Jesus being Lord of all, so that's why every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So every knee, every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. If we declare Him as Lord, of course, we are acknowledging in ourselves that we are His servants. Servants, no? So we serve Him, we worship Him, we are people of God who is created in His image after His likeness. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 17, okay? 17 verse 14. Now here we can see that they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of Lords, meaning He is Kyrios of Kyrios, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. No, He is the Basileus of Basileus. It is like is over all Lord, is Lord of all. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. So therefore, He is even Lord among lords, and He is the King among kings. So He is Almighty. That's what we have learned last time. As Lord, the Lord or Kyrios, He is the Almighty because He is the Son of God and He is the Christ. Now, on this aspect, now we go to Deuteronomy. We see now Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Okay, take note of this because we will come into a deeper study in terms of His Lordship. I hope we can tackle that in a very short time. It says here, for the Lord Yahweh, our God, Elohim, and of course here is the predicate, meaning a pronoun, should I say, appearing in the masculine feminine noun, that he or he, she, it is a major use for the following as third person independent pronoun, meaning he or she or it or they. So we can put here, no, for the Lord your God, He is God of gods. Now, being Lord of lords, King of kings, and Lord of all, and every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. He is also God of gods. And it says here, Lord, we can see from its original, is Adon, meaning masculine noun meaning Lord or Master. The most frequent usage is of a human Lord, but it is also used of divinity. Generally, it carries the nuance of authority, meaning He is our Master, the one who rule over us, because all authority is in His name. God The Father gave all authority in His name, so He is our Master. Master here also means husband or owner. So, and it says here in this verse, He is Adon among Adons. So, name everything in this world. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is Master among Masters, above all masters. That's why being Yahweh or Kurios, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that He is Lord, because He is Lord of all. There is a clarity in these terms that any place in creation, in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, every knee shall bow, whether they are angels or man, no, whether they are holy angels or fallen angels, sanctified or holy man, or evil, or even those who are under the earth, even those who are in hell, they will bow their knees and acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. So it is very important for us now to understand. This is now the time for us to choose who is our Lord. Not the second part which is saying the Lord of Lords. No, the Lord, that is the most important thing. Because a great God, He is a great God. No, and it says here, great God, the great there is Gadol, meaning He is like, because He is the El Shaddai, therefore He is the El Gadol. Because here, El, God here is singular, not like here, it's Elohim, it's plural. So the gods of gods and lords of lords is a great God, Gadol, kumbag, and a mighty. It says here, mighty, it denotes Gibor, Gibor, mighty. He is almighty God, and He is also mighty God, because the word here in Hebrew is Gibor, meaning brave, strong, mighty. The word refers to God Himself as El Gibor, usually rendered as mighty God, like in Isaiah 10:21. Remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. That's why He is called Wonder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. Mighty there is Gibor, not Shaddai, because now we can see now here our Lord, our Master, is the Son of God. And He is the Christ, and He is God of gods, Master of above all masters, and He is a great God, and champion God, a mighty God, and a terrible which regarded not person, nor taketh reward. So He cannot be bribed, or there's no partiality to Him, because it says which regarded not persons. Meaning, all are equal to Him. All we have to do is, of course, acknowledge Him as our Lord and Master. Because He is our El Shaddai, He is our El Gibor, He is our great God, no? El Gadol, and He is gods of gods, Kings of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen? So that is the very Savior of our soul. It is very important for us to know, because our Savior is not just a man. Our Savior is God-man, who is the Son of God, who came in the flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten, the only of its kind Son of God. So now, brothers and sisters, it's better for us to decide now to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior today. So, thank you, and we see you on the next lesson.